Just quickly recap what we're up to. We're discussing the halacha of a shliach, someone who is sent to bring a get from Chutz La'aretz to a woman, to a man's wife. And the Gemara's Mishnah says that if somebody is sent as a shliach to deliver a get that was written in Chutz La'aretz, the shliach has to declare when he comes to deliver the get to the woman that I saw the get being written, I saw the get being signed by the witnesses who signed it. And the Gemara has machlokas. What's the concern? Why does the shliach have to declare when he delivers the get, I saw it written, I saw it signed? What's he coming to alleviate? What worry is he coming to dispel? So we had a machlokas in the Gemara between Rabbah and Rava. Rabbah said the concern is that a get written in Chutz La'aretz may not have been written lishma. The Torah requires that a get has to be written for the purpose of divorce, and it has to be written specifically for this man and this wife. And the concern in Chutz La'aretz is, suggests Rabbah, that the get may not have been written lishma. So when the shliach comes to deliver the get, he has to say, I saw the get being written, I saw the get being signed. We'll ask him, oh good, you saw it written, you saw it signed. Was it written lishma? Was it signed and written for this couple for the purpose of divorce? He'll say yes, and then we can deliver the get. That's the opinion of Rabbah. Rabbah disagreed, and Rabbah said, no, we're not worried about the get being written lishma or the get not being written lishma. According to Rava, the concern is that if the get is being written in Chutz La'aretz and it's being brought a long distance to Eretz Yisrael or to some other far out place in Chutz La'aretz, what's going to happen if sometime down the line the husband's going to show up and claim the get's a forgery, I never wrote it, I didn't divorce my wife, someone else made it up, she wrote it up, someone else wrote it. So you're going to have to figure out a way to prove that this get is authentic. So that's why we require the shliach, when he delivers the get, to say, I saw it written, I saw it signed, I'm declaring it's authentic, I can vouch for it, and that way we have no concerns about the authenticity of this get. So that's the machlokas in the Gemara, Rab and Rava, the two reasons why, or each one disagrees as to what the reason for the requirement to say, I saw the get written, I saw the get signed, what is it based on? What are we worried about? Are we worried about the get possibly not having been written lishma, or are we worried about the possibility that the husband will come and claim the get is forged? Okay, so now we're discussing the Gemara, the opinion of Rava, who says that the purpose of the shliach's recital, b'fana nichtav and b'fana nechtam, is to assure us that the get was written lishma. It was written for this couple, for the purpose of divorce, not for any other couple, not for any other reason. And the Gemara had said, well, why do you believe only one shliach? If you're worried about the get not having been written lishma, you should require two witnesses to come and say, we saw the get written lishma. How could you believe one individual, one shliach, who is sent as an agent to deliver the get? How could you believe one person the get was written lishma? So that's what we're up to right now. Third last line on Beis and Beis. Just reread this Gemara, and then we'll look at Tosfos and go beyond. Third last line on Beis and Beis. So the Gemara says, the reason why you don't require two witnesses to tell us that the get was written lishma, says the Gemara, is because rov bikiyin hein. Most people in Chutz La'aretz are aware of the halacha that a get has to be written lishma, for the purpose of divorce, and for this particular couple's use. Vafilu l'Rebbe Meir d'chayesh l'mi'uta, and even according to Rebbe Meir, who is often worried about the minority. However, with regard to the writing of a get in Chutz La'aretz, there's no reason even for Reb Meir to be concerned whether it was written lishma or not. Why? Says the Gemara, Stam Safri Dedaini, the average, the regular scribe of the Beis Din in Chutz La'aretz, Migmar Gemiri, is well versed and knowledgeable in this halacha that a get must be written lishma. Okay, so the Gemara says that according to Rabbah, truth is, we don't have to really be worried about the get not being written lishma, because most people know the get has to be written lishma, and the average sofer who is going to be writing a get for a local Beis Din in Chutz La'aretz certainly knows that a get has to be written lishma. So there's really no concern that the get was written shlo lishma. So why then do we require the shliach who's delivering the get to say anything altogether? So here's the bottom line. This is a bit of a machlokas how to understand what the Gemara means. The Gemara now is telling us what Rabbah's opinion is. Says the Gemara, V'Rabbanon hu da'atzruch. The Rabbanon are the ones who imposed this added requirement for the shliach to say b'fanai nechtav and b'fanai nechtam, for the shliach to say I saw it written, I saw it signed, they were worried that maybe the get was written shelo lishma. And v'hacha, but here, mishum iguna, because we don't want the woman to remain in aguna, by not having a valid get, akilu barabanan, the rabbanan were lenient, that will believe even one individual to say that it was written lishma. Meaning, technically, we don't have to be concerned the get was written shelo lishma. It's an added stringency that Chazal imposed that we're worried about it being written shelo lishma. Well, there's only a chumra d'rabbanon that we're worried about it being written shelo lishma, so we don't want it to be naguna because of our chumra. So therefore, we'll be easy on her. We'll allow even one shliach to be believed when he says it was written lishma. Don't worry about it. Okay, let's pause there and let's take a look at what this gemara means. What does the gemara mean when it says that rabbanon required that we worry maybe the get was written shelo lishma? What does that mean? So Rashi, the bottom Rashi says, bottom Rashi in Beis and Beis tells us, Rabbanon hu da'atzrichu lemechash lemilsa, that the Rabbanon were the ones who required us to be concerned about what? If all scribes, if Sofrim in general, know to write a get lishma, what are we concerned about? So Rashi says, mishum de'ika de'ashkach kasuv ve'omed. Because there's a possibility that maybe you found a get already written. Kigon, for example, shenichtav l'shem echad mibnei iro, the get was written for somebody else in your neighborhood. Sheshmo kishmo, who has your identical name. Ushma kishmo, his wife has your wife's name. The get was written for him. V'nimlach milagarish, and he changed his mind, and he decided not to divorce his wife after all. And now you happen to find this get in the guy's trash can, and you figure, hey, great, the get's written to a guy who has my name, for a wife who has my wife's name, I'll use it for my wife and divorce her. And the problem with that, of course, is that the sofer, although when he wrote the get, he wrote the proper names in it, but he was thinking to give it to the other couple who have these names, not you and your wife. So for you and your wife to use this get would now be a problem of using a get that was not written lishma. It wasn't written for you. It was written for them. And that get is pasul min haTorah. So Rashi says that when the Gemara says that a get that comes from Chutz La'aretz, Chazal were worried that maybe the get was written shelo lishma. And that's why they require the shliach to say that it was written lishma. According to Rashi, there is an actual concern here that Chazal are worried about the possibility that maybe the get really was written shelo lishma. It was written for a different couple with the same names as this couple. This husband happened to find it. He's using it. It's really possible because it's shelo lishma. That's why we require the shliach to say, no, it was written, I saw it written for this husband and for this wife. It's not a problem. Okay, so according to Rashi, that's the concern, that maybe this get really is written shelo lishma. It's written for a different couple. Now, that concern is not really so common. I mean, that's a far out concern. Right? Min haTorah, you don't have to be worried about that possibility. That's a very unusual, uncommon possibility. Just Chazal, we're machmer, we're going to be worried about that as a possibility, and therefore they require the shliach to say, no, I saw the get written lishma, it's not a problem. That is the shita of Rashi. Okay? This I think we mentioned last week, if I'm not mistaken, but we didn't get to Tosus last week, right? Okay, so let's look at Tosus on the bottom of Beis Mabez. How he dissects or disagrees with this opinion of Rashi. So Tosa says, V'rabbanan hu da'atzruch, perish bekuntris. Rashi explained, Mishum de'iko de'ashkach, because it's possible that somebody found kosuv v'omeid, an already written get. Kegon, for example, shenichtav l'shem echad mibnei iro, it was written for someone else in your city, sheshmo kishmo, who had your same name, v'nimlach melegarish, and the person it was written for changed his mind, decided not to divorce his wife, and now you found it, and now you want to use the get that was not written for you. That's the problem. So here, Tosis goes on the attack. Tosis asks, v'kasha, I don't understand. What is Rashi saying we're worried about? We're worried about a scenario in which maybe there's another couple in this town where you come from that has the same name as you and your wife, and the get was written for them, and you happen to dig it up out of the trash can, and now you want to use it for your wife. Meaning, Rashi says, the whole concern in the Gemara is that maybe there's someone else by the same name who lives in your town who has a wife with the same name as your wife. So Tosfos asks the following question. Debehuchzak Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon. If we're actually talking about a scenario where we know that there are two people with the same name called Yosef Ben Shimon in town, and that's why we're worried maybe it was written for the other Yosef Ben Shimon. Tosis asks, Afilu nichtav l'shmo. If that's the case, that there's another couple in the same town who have the same names as you, then even if we know the get was written for you per se, still pasul l'garishbo, you still would not be able to use it. What's his question? Rashi is saying that the whole concern of the Gemara is the following. Yosef ben Shimon sends a get with a shliach to give to his wife Rivka. So Rosh says, the Gemara is worried, well, maybe this get might have been written for another Yosef ben Shimon in this guy's town, who has a wife, Rivka, and not for this couple. Then the get, Shlo Lishma, you can't use it. So Tosfos says, well, one second. If you're talking about a scenario where we know there are two Yosef ben Shimons in that town where this get comes from, then how does it help for the Shlech to say, don't worry, I know it was written for this individual? That's what we're doing, right? We're saying, don't worry. Granted, there's another guy in town with the same name, who has a wife with the same name. But the shliach says, the fanai nechtav, I saw the get written, I know it's written for this individual, for this wife, it's okay, go ahead. So Tosfos asks, how does that help? If we're talking about a case where there were two people in the same town with the same name, even if you determine through the shliach's testimony that this get was written for this individual, it still would be puzzle. Why? The Reb Meir, according to Reb Meir, that is, says Tosfos. Kidzamrinam Bereish Kol Haget, as the Gemara says in the beginning of the third parak. The Mishnah there says the following. What happens if one guy has two wives with the same name? A guy likes the name Sarah, marries a woman Sarah, and likes the name so much, marries another woman Sarah. Okay, back in the days of legitimate polygamy, guy's got two wives named Sarah. So the Mishnah says he might have liked the name, but he didn't like both of them personally. So he decides to divorce one, not the other. So what happens? Kasav Agarish Bos HaGadola, says the Mishnah. What happens if he decided, I'll write a get from my wife Sarah Senior, the older one. And then he has a change of heart. Decides likes the older one better than the younger one. So he figures, you know what? I'm not going to divorce the older one, but I have a get already written. What a shame to waste it. Okay, I'll divorce the younger one. So the Mishnah says, no. Kasav legarish bos hagdola. If he wrote the get with the intention of divorcing the older wife, lo yigarish bo es haktana. He cannot then use it for the younger wife. Why? Why not? Wasn't Lishma. It was written for the older wife, not for the younger wife. Right? Very straightforward. So the Gemara then says, the Gemara there in the third parak deduces from this Mishnah, Ketanahu d'lo motzei megarash. Apparently the problem in the Mishnah is, he wrote it for the older wife, therefore he can't use it for the younger wife. Hagedola megarash. Implication is, had he written it for the older wife and decided to divorce the older wife, apparently there's no problem. That would be okay. That's the Gemara's diuk, the Gemara's derivation from the Mishnah. And the Gemara there says, how could that be? If the Mishnah is assuming that I have two wives with the same name, and as long as I write it for one wife, I can give it to that same wife, even though I have another wife with the same name. So the Gemara says the following, Muki la k'rabi alazar v'lo k'rab meir. That Mishnah must follow the opinion of Rabbi Lazar and not the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Before we go any further, this is the most critical, most famous machlokas and issue in all of Maseches Gittin. Machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lazar. What is this machlokas? And Tosfos doesn't even tell us what it is because it's so basic, he assumes that we know it. Machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lazar, which we'll get to sooner or later, is the following. What is the most critical eidos, most critical role of witnesses in a divorce. According to Rabbi Lazar, what is it that makes the divorce effective? According to Rabbi Lazar, what is it that makes a get valid? Rabbi Lazar says, Eide Mesira Karsi. According to Rabbi Lazar, Eide Mesira, the witnesses who see the transfer of the get from husband to wife, they are the ones who make this a valid divorce. That is the most critical component of all of getting, according to Rabbi Lazar. Eide Mesira Karsi, the witnesses who actually see the husband giving the get to his wife. That's what makes the divorce valid. That's Rabbi Lazar's opinion. Eide Mesira Karsi, they make the separation, they make the divorce valid. Rabbi Meir disagrees. Rabbi Meir says, no, what makes the divorce effective is Eide Chasima Karsi, the witnesses who sign on the document. They are the ones who make the divorce effective. Now, generally, you know, we have both. We have witnesses sign on the document, right? The sofer writes up the divorce. Witnesses then, at the bottom, sign the divorce, indicating that they, you know, watched the husband instruct the sofer to write the get. They see the sofer write the get. They read over the get. They then sign it. And then those same witnesses will then watch the get being given over from husband to wife. Now, not always does it have to be that the same witnesses sign it and the same witnesses witness it. But that's where we come to this question. Which role of the witnesses is the most critical? According to Belazar, it's the witnesses who see the transfer. That's the role of testimony that makes the get effective. According to Meir, it's Eide Chasima Karsi, the witnesses who sign the get. They are the ones who make the get effective. Okay? So the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says, this mission in the third parak, which indicates that a guy who's got two wives named Sarah can write a get for one of them, and as long as he gives it to the one that he wrote it for, and the get is valid. There's a concern here, says the Gemara. If I read this get a day from now, a week from now, a month from now, can I tell from the get which wife was divorced? The get says, Yosef and Shimon is divorcing his wife Sarah. Is there any indication in the get for this formerly polygamous young individual which wife he divorced? There isn't, right? Both wives are named Sarah. You can't tell from the get who was the unfortunate recipient of the get. How do you know which wife was divorced? Only because you saw at the time of the transfer of the get who he gave it to. Now, there's no indication in the get itself who the get was written for. The Edom who witnessed the get being given over. Oh, they see. It's from husband to older Sarah, not husband to younger Sarah. So the Gemara says, when the Mishnah implicitly approves the use of a get written for a guy who has two wives with the same name, as long as it gives it to the wife who he intended to write it for, that is only valid, says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Elazar, who says that the critical testimony in a gerushin, in a divorce, is what? The Edom Mesira, the Edom who see the get being given over. Why? Because according to the laws, the critical testimony in a get, what makes the get effective, is the Edom who witness it being given over. So they see who the get's being given to. Older Sarah, not younger Sarah. But not according to Meir, says the Gemara. Because according to Meir, which Edom are the ones who make the divorce effective? Eide Chasima, the ones who sign it. Now when I sign a get, written from Yosef ben Shimon to his wife Sarah, If I'm not the one who's going to be seeing the get being given over, I'm just signing it. Do I know who it's written for? Doesn't say Sarah HaGadolah, Sarah HaKatana. It says Sarah. So if I'm just reading the get and signing it, so yes, I know who Yosef ben Shimon is. That I know, because there's, you know, Yosef ben Shimon. I know who Yosef ben Shimon is. But if the get is written from, you know, Yosef ben Shimon Weiss to Sarah Weiss, but there are two Sarah Weisses, so I might know who Yosef and Shimon Weiss is, but I don't know who Sarah Weiss is. Could be Sarah Weiss the first, Sarah Weiss the second. I don't know who it is. So the guy signing the get doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't know who's being divorced with it. So the Gemara says, according to Meir, you can't write a get for one of two wives with the same name. That's the Gemara. Does this make sense? Yeah, great.
I just want to backtrack a little bit.
Sure.
When you say what's the critical point in the get being chal, don't you need both Eidei Mesira and Eidei Chatima?
Good question. In practice, we have both. In practice, we have both.
Right, okay.
But the question is, let's say I only had one.
So then you have
Bidyevet.
Bidyevet.
No, Bidyevet, if I only had one, not the other. Right? Let's say I only had Eidei Chatima. Or if I only had Eidei Mesira.
Okay, halachically, it's chal anyways without one or the other.
I mean, according to Rabbi Elazar, for example, according to Rabbi Elazar, who says Eidei Mesira Karsi, right? If I only have Eidei Mesira, but the evidence is okay, because he holds that's the critical edus in a get. He says Eidei Chatima is just for the benefit of the wife. Should there be any complaints down the line that the get's a forgery, she'll pull out the get, has Eidim signed on it. We verify their signatures. That's proof. The get's authentic. But strictly speaking, court of Elazar, let's say I just give the get over with Eidei Mesira alone and no Eidei Chatima whatsoever. He holds it's okay because the critical edus in a get is Eidei Mesira, seeing the transfer of the get. According to Meir, if all you have are Eidei Mesira alone and not Eidei Chatima,
So essentially, what do the Eidei Chatima do, really, then?
I'm sorry?
What do the Eidei Chatima do then, at that point? If they're just watching sign, what are they really testifying?
With Eidei Chatima?
Yeah.
According to Rav Elazar, according to Meir.
According to the one that says they only need Eidei Chatima.
According to Rav Meir, says you only need Eidei Chatima. So, good question. If you hold according to Meir that you only need Eidei Chatima, not Eidei Mesira,
right,
then
and
what are the Eidei Chatima testifying about?
Right.
Okay, that's a good question. So there is a machlokus in the Rishonim, which we'll get to, hopefully, as to whether a mayor, in fact, only requires Eidei Chatima, or whether he agrees that you need Eidei Mesira or not. That's a bit of a machlokus in the Rishonim. But for now, let's assume that he holds only Eidei Chatima. So then you have a very good question. If he only requires Eidei Chatima, what are they actually testifying to? So they're apparently testifying to the fact that they know that the husband wants to divorce his wife, wife.
But in this specific case,
go ahead.
But in this specific case, where there's two Sarahs, what's the testimony there?
Oh, according to Meir.
Yeah.
Exactly the point. That's exactly what Tosis is saying, according to the Gemara. That according to Meir, that Eidei Chatima are the critical testimony. If it's not clear in the get which wife is being divorced, I'm sorry.
That Eidei Mesira are the critical testimony.
Look, or Meir holds Eidei Chatima the critical testimony. So according to his opinion, that Eidei Chatima the critical testimony.
Right.
If it's not clear from the get itself which wife is being divorced, then their testimony is invalid. And in general, he'll say Eidei Chatima is sufficient because it says in the get this husband is divorcing his wife, and they are testifying to the fact that, yes, we know this husband wants to divorce his wife. But in a case where there are two wives of the same name, then simply signing the get that Yosef divorces Sarah is meaningless. That's exactly what Tosis is saying based on that Gemara, according to Meir.
If you're trying to give edus that someone divorced his wife, and you're trying to effectuate that matter.
Mm-hmm.
What difference if you're an Eidei Chatima and an Eidei Mesira if you didn't do it lishma at the writing of the get, which you need, it's a requirement, you have to have
right. The
get written lishma.
Right.
Both Eidim have to be made that it was the entire process was done correctly. So even according to Eidei Mesira Karsi, if the person didn't write it lishma, wrote it for someone else, now he's giving it to somebody else. He still needs to, and what the Rit Lishma, he still needs. He can be full too. So I don't see why you forced into Eidei Chatima Karti. Then he can't hold to this Mishnah. I can't get my arms around that.
What Tosis is saying, let's just spell it out. What Tosis is saying is that according to Meir, the Eidei Chatima are the critical testimony.
Right.
It has to be crystal clear from within the shtar itself. Who's divorcing who? And Tosis, read one more phrase here. The fourth line of Tosis. He says, "Mishum deboinan," because according to Meir, you require sheyehe mochiach mitoch Eidei Chatima. It should be apparent from the signatures of the Edim and from the written get, Hey minayu migarsha, which wife is being divorced? So Tosis is of the opinion that if you hold like a mare that Ede Chasim is the critical testimony, since all they're doing is signing the get, then the get has to be completely clear and unambiguous as to who's divorcing who. And in the case where a guy's got two wives the same name, a get like that is not going to be valid.
Just because they're signing it, but if you're an Ede of giving it over...
Right, if you're Ede Masira, then you see. And if you're Ede, if Ede Masira is the critical testimony in get, right, that, right, what does that mean? That means that they see the get being transferred from husband to wife, and if there are any questions in the get, we call the Ede Masira in and say, what exactly happened? And they tell us, oh, we saw Yosef give it to Sarah Sr. That's if Ede Masira, Karsi. Ede Masira are the critical testimony. They see exactly who divorced who, and they're always, or will be called upon to verify that. But Ede Chasima, Karsi, what happens if Ede Chasima, the critical testimony in the get? And if you want to verify the kashrus of the get, all you have to do is verify the signatures on the get. Yes, these are the signatures of Yosef Rosenblum and Shimon Rosengarten. And once you verify the written signatures that this is in fact the signature of this individual, this is in fact the signature of that individual, then you assume that the get was done properly. That's if Ede Chasim Makarsi. But if the get itself is unclear as to which wife was divorced, then the Ede Chasim aren't accomplishing anything according to Tosis, according to Meir.
So it's almost like the Ede Chasim and Ede Masira are being made on different aspects of the Gerushin. One is being made that the writing was done correctly and all that part. And one is, no, I don't know if it was written or not correctly. All I know is that he gave it to her.
That's a good question. What you're asking is, if you assume like a mayor that Ede Chasim Makarsi, then how do you know that what happened after the signature was done properly?
Right. That's
who says it was given by husband to wife?
Who knows it was given, and then vice versa. On Ede Masir Karsi, how do you know? How do they know that? Okay, I saw you give it, but how do I don't know that was given. What you gave is right.
Right. So,
each one is not being completely made on the total process. That the total process was done in a kosher manner. Each one just made on their narrow viewpoint of it, or the narrow time in which they were witnessing to this process or to this.
Good question. Yeah, we'll have to, I guess, devote share exclusively to the issues of Ede Masira Ede Chasima, because it's certainly a very critical issue and a lot to say about it. The Rishonim deal with these questions, and it's definitely a very critical issue. So we'll have to, at some point or another, just speak about that exclusively, because that is a very, very critical issue. 100%. Good questions. Okay. That is Tosis's question on Rashi. Now, I guess the bottom line of the question is as follows. The question is, Rashi said that the concern with a get that's written in Chutz Laaretz, that's brought to, a faraway place in Chutz Laaretz or to Eretz Yisrael, is that maybe the get was not written Lishma. What does that mean? So Rashi says we're worried that maybe there were two couples in the same neighborhood with the same names, and the get was actually written for that couple, and the husband B found it and used it, and maybe it was really written Shlo Lishma. So the Tosis asks, if you're worried about a situation in which there are two couples with the same names, it doesn't matter if it's the wrong couple or the right couple. Neither couple can use such a get. Because according to Meir, the get has to be unambiguous and unequivocal within itself, within the writing of the get, which couple is being divorced. So if there are two Yosef and Shimon's and two Sarah Bas Rachels, or two Sarah Bas Ruvain's, then you'd have to write Yosef and Shimon ben Ruvain is divorcing Sarah Bas Reuven ben Mordechai. You'd have to spell out more detail so that you know exactly who's divorcing who. That's Tosis' question against Rashi. So let's just skip down a few lines in Tosis. The Omri, fourth narrow line in Tosis. The Omri, the Re says, therefore, Deha de'atzruch rabbanon hacha. It must be the reason why the Rabbanon here required the Shliach to say b'fana nechtav due to a concern of Shlo Lishma. It's not like Rashi said that we're worried about two couples with the same name in the same town. But rather, says the Ri, Hainu kedei, it's in order, shelo ya'ar er ha-ba'al, that the husband shouldn't come and claim, v'yomar, and say, shekosvo ha-sofer kedei lehislamed, that the sofer wrote this get just for purposes of practicing his writing, not for the purpose of divorce. V'hu echtim olav edim, and then the husband himself then added edim to it, shehu lo hayabaki lishma, because the husband himself was not aware of the halachas of lishma. Meaning, the Ri says the concern the Gemara has is not that the sofer wrote a get shelo lishma, because the Gemara said all sofer know to write the get on lishma. It's not that maybe there are two couples of the same name, it was written for one and taken by the other, because if that was the case, then neither couple could use such a get. Even if we know it's written for you, you can't use a get unless you spell out in the get which husband and wife are talking about here. Rather, says the Ri, it must be that when a get comes from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, the concern is that maybe this get was not written for divorce altogether. Maybe the sofer wrote it just for practicing his writing. And the husband, who is just a regular guy off the street, doesn't know anything about Hilchos Gittin, finds this in the sofer's recycling bin, figures, hey, good luck. It's got my name, my wife's name, it must be heavenly omen, time to divorce my wife, takes the get, and now wants to use it. And he sends it with a shliach to divorce his wife, and he's going to show up a week later and say, oh, by the way, that get is not lishma, it was my fault, I didn't know that it wasn't written properly lishma, I thought I could use it, I made a mistake, it was really written just for purposes of practice, and it's not a good get.
Who signed it?
Yes. The husband found it in the recycling bin, and then he just brought along some edim, and they signed it. So he's claiming that I and my edim buddies were clueless about lishma. Now, he's laying the blame on himself and on the edim. Right. The husband got the edim to sign it. Right. So, bottom line, what's the distinction between Rashi and Tosafos? And this is the bottom line according to Rabbah. When the Mishnah says that a get that's brought by a shliach from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, the shliach must declare, I saw the get written, so that we know it's written lishma, what are we trying to... cover for? What are we trying to alleviate? What concern are we worried about? So according to Rashi, the Pshat is, we're worried, Midrabanan, we're worried, that maybe there were two couples in this town with the same names, and the get was written for one, not for the other. And according to the Ri, the concern is, no, that maybe the sofer wrote it for practice purpose only. The husband, who wasn't aware that a get had to be written lishma, digs it up in a garbage bin. He then signs Adam on it, sends it to his wife with a shliach, and he might come and show up later and claim that it was really written shlo lishma. So according to Tosafos, we're afraid that the husband might show up later and claim the get was written shlo lishma, and therefore we bring in the shliach to say b'fanei nechta. According to Rashi, it's not a concern of the husband showing up. It's just a concern that we have. Maybe the get was actually written shelo lishma.
The husband learns the halachas like later on, essentially.
Presumably, right. Now, just the point that Tosafos raised against Rashi. Tosafos said, according to Rashi, if there are two couples of the same names in town, then how could a get be valid even if it was written for the right person? The get has to indicate within itself who it's for. So the Rashba writes in response to this question of the Ri, of Tosafos, the Rashba just says, very simply, he says that maybe Rashi holds that even according to Reb Meir, who says that Eidei Chasima are the critical testimony in a get, maybe Rashi holds that Reb Meir does not require that all the details have to be unequivocal and clear in the get itself. Maybe Reb Meir holds that Eidei Chasima are the critical testimony in a get, and still the get does not have to clearly indicate which Sarah wife is being divorced. Which asks your question, Baruch. How could that be that Eidei Chasima are the critical testimony in a get, and you can't even tell from the get itself who's divorcing who? But that's the Rashi's suggestion. According to Rashi, and he's medayikus from Rashi later on in the Gemara, maybe according to Rashi, there is no such requirement that the get has to be unequivocal within the get itself, the text of the get, as to which wife is being divorced by the husband.
That's
strengthen his baruch's kasha.
Right.
Yeah, correct. Right. Right. Okay.
I'm not saying for sure, but also I realize it's a different topic, but the Gemara does this Vafil or a mayor, the Chayesh Lemuta. So it seems like the Gemara is
working with Anna's opinion.
Within obviously not in a different topic or a different.
No, you're 100% correct. I mean, Tosfos himself points out that the Gemara later on the Dalet, is going to entertain the possibility that maybe our entire Mishnah, which requires the recital of Mufana Nichtav by the Shliach, is according to the opinion of a mayor. So that's what Tosfos says. We have to make sure our Gemara fits according to a mayor, because the Gemara is going to later assume that maybe this actually is a mayor's opinion.
Oh, the Gemara itself says that.
Yeah, the Gemara itself says it explicitly.
So it has to be
has to work according to Hishita as well, correct. Okay. Let's just finish off the next few lines of the Gemara. And there is a beautiful report from the Brisker Rav on the Gemara and on the Rashi. Let's see if we can sneak this in today. Top line of the Gemara. The Gemara then says, Hi Kulahu, you think this is a leniency that you believe only one individual, namely the Shliach, to reassure you that the get was written Lishma? Chumrahu, that's making things worse. That's making things more severe, more serious. Why? Di matzrach de leitrei, if you would initially require before the get is delivered to the woman two witnesses to say the get was written Lishma, then lo asi ba'al ma'arer upasole. Then the husband has no ability later on to come and undermine the validity of the get and invalidate it by saying it was written shlo lishma. Because once you have two eidim who say it's lishma, the husband's never believed after that. However, the Gemara asks, but now that you're only accepting, that you even accept the testimony of one individual, namely the Shliach, Chad, but if you believe one person, Asi Ba'al Uma'arer Upasole. The husband then has the ability to come afterwards and to claim that the get is possible, that it was written Shlolishma. Here's what's going on here. The Gemara is asking, why do you think you're being so helpful to the woman by accepting even the testimony of one individual, the Shliach, to say the get was written Lishma, don't worry about it, it's kosher, take it. That's making matters worse for her. Because if you were to stand on your principles and say, no, we're not going to let the woman get the get unless there are two Adam who said the get was written Lishma. So once you get two Adam to say it's written Lishma, if the husband shows up a week later and says the get was written Shalol Lishma, well, husband says Shalol Lishma, two Adam says Lishma, you never accept the complaint of one husband against two witnesses. We throw him out of court, and he gets good forever. But now the Gemara says that you're accepting even the testimony of one individual, the Shliach, to say the get was written Lishma. What's going to happen if the husband shows up a week later and says, oh, by the way, I have to tell you the get was written Shlo Lishma? What's going to happen then? Shliach says it's Lishma, husband says it's Shlo Lishma, and the Gemara says, what's going to happen? He'll have the ability to invalidate the get. Why? Look at Rashi. It's an important Rashi. Second line of Rashi. De'i matzrach detrei, if you require two witnesses to say initially it's Lishma, lemeimar Lishma, to say the get was written Lishma, sula matzi ba'al la'arer, the husband can no longer come and undermine it and claim that it's Shlo Lishma. Because one against two, throw him out of court. But hashta, but now that you accept the testimony of one shliach, of one individual, to say the get was written Lishma, asi uma'ara, the husband can come and claim the get was written Shlo Lishma. And what's going to happen then? Says Rashi, v'uke chad lebahade chad. It's one against one. If you accept the shliach to say initially it's written Shlo Lishma, then the husband shows up later and says it's written Shlo Lishma, you got a one-on-one now. If it's a one-on-one, the Gemara says the husband would have the ability to passel the get. So the Gemara says, you think you're being so helpful to the woman by letting her get away with the get when only one shliach says it's shlishma, you're now making her more vulnerable for problems later on if the husband shows up and says the get was written shlolishma. That's the Gemara's question.
Baldover doesn't...
What?
He's a baldover.
And therefore?
That's credible.
You're saying you shouldn't believe the husband. You're saying you shouldn't believe the husband altogether because he's no geber davar.
Yeah.
But you could always just go back to the Eirei Chasima Chatima Nira Min Mesira also. So if he ever comes to refute, you just go back to the original.
Great question. So the problem is the following. When the get is written in Chutz Laretz, right, and now it's brought to Eretz Yisrael, so, well, I guess the question is the following. Who says that verifying the signatures of the Eidei Chasima implies the get was written Lishma? Whereas, if you can call them into court, when you have a get with Eidim on it, so you can do two things. If you can call the Eidim into court, and they can say, yes, it was written Lishma, then of course you have no problem. It's not so easy to do. The get's written out in, in Alexandria, and here you are in Sfat, and you're, in the age of the, horse and buggy. Not so simple to just find two witnesses somewhere in Alexandria to come and testify the get was written Lishma. And even if you happen to know that I recognize the signatures of these two Adam, they are upstanding individuals, but does that necessarily mean that the get was written Lishma? You don't have that testimony necessarily. So you're right. If you have any statements of Lishma, that solves your problems, but it's not always so easy.
Also, the Gemara is like, also, it's a chumrah. It's not cool. It's really a chumrah. It's a hard question to understand because it really is.
It's both. It can be both. You're saying
from our perspective, you're saying no. If we would have done nothing, we had to do something in order to protect this chashash.
Right.
So we said, okay, we could have gone all the way and done two.
Two Adam, right.
But we said we're going to do one. But we said we made cool and we did one.
Right.
The husband would have ma'ar and he would have also won.
So I guess the question is, what are you accomplishing though? Meaning, If the husband can come and claim it's shlo lishma and he would be believed against the shliach, then why bother to begin with requiring the shliach to say I saw it written? Just don't require it altogether. What we're asking is not really gaining anything by making the shliach say I saw the get written. That's what we're asking.
And what's to say that our perspective is just to make it against people that are ma'ara? We just want to make it that we know it's good. We want to sort of give us like that sort of okay. Sense that it's that was done well.
So have two. Always have two.
But our objective is not to make it foolproof against people coming to
it. It must be, because if we have a concern about the validity of the get, right, then we're obviously requiring this testimony to reassure ourselves this is kosher. So, and the requirement is so severe that if the shliach doesn't say I saw it written, then we don't accept the get. So why are you so insistent on ensuring the shliach saw the get written, and you're not going to accept it otherwise, if the shliach's testimony is not going to stand up against the husband's claim 3 days later? That's what we're asking. Now, it's interesting, the Gemara itself, when it speaks of, the concern is that the husband will come and complain later on. It seems to the Gemara is talking about the concern being what? The husband's the one who's going to be claiming the get's invalid. Which certainly sounds more like the Re, Tosis, before, who said that our whole concern is the husband's going to show up and complain the get was invalid. Now, according to Rashi, that there was a real valid chashash that the get was written for a different couple and the husband found it. So I guess the Gemara is saying that the husband's going to come and inform us, oh, the get was written for another couple. Whereas according to Tosis, the Gemara means is that the husband's going to claim that he found the get written for practice purposes only, and he used it himself. Okay, now we don't have time to get into the Brisker Rav's Shtickle Torah here, but I'll just mention the question to you that he raises, and then maybe next week we'll see how he says a beautiful pshat in the Gemara, in the Rashi, and also how he relates it back to the Machlokas Rashi and Tosis we just saw. So he's going to tie it all together. We're just not going to have time to do it all tonight. But he's going to say pshat in the Gemara, in the Rashi, and then tie it back to the Machlokas Rashi and Tosis we just saw a minute ago. So the Bishkov asks the following question. If you look for a moment on Daf Tesamad Aleph. Daf Tesamad Aleph. Right before the Mishnah, in the middle of the page, there are two dots. Im yesh olav orin yiskayim b'chosamav. Now the Mishnah had said, the first Mishnah in the Masechta had said, that when you bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, a get written in Eretz Yisrael, we're not worried about any concerns with the get. There's no need, if the get was written in Eretz Yisrael, to say, b'fana nechta, b'fana nechtam. That's only for a get that comes from outside of Eretz Yisrael. But in Eretz Yisrael, you just accept the get, deliver it, no problem. What happens if later someone claims the get is problematic? So then you have to verify the signatures on the get and make sure that it's a kosher testimony, and then the get is okay. So the Gemara says, Em yesh alav orin yiskayim b'chosamav, if there are those that complain against the get, you have to validate the get with its witnesses. Ir er kama. How many people are complaining against the validity of the get? Ilema ir er chad. If you think that only one person is going to come and is going to attempt to undermine the get, and that's going to be enough to get us all worried and to require that we verify and authenticate the signatures on the get, that can't be, says the Gemara. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Divrei Hakol, everybody agrees, Ein Ira Pachas Mishnayim. You never accept less than two people to claim that a get is problematic. Once a get is delivered and given to the wife, you never accept the complaint of one person to claim the get is no good. So what does the Gemara mean? If people complain the get is problematic, then you have to refer back to the Edom on the get. The Ella, it must be, says the Gemara, Ir Eretrei, that two Edom come and say the get was possible. So the Gemara then asks, if two Edom come and say the get is possible, then how does it help to just verify the witnesses on the get? Shrei Eretrei Nenu, it's two against two. My chalas is to stamcha sahani, smocha hani, why would you choose two over the other two? Ella rather, says the Gemara, Ir Eret de Baal. What complaints are we worried about? We're worried about the husband complaining to get his puzzle, and that's going to be enough, that's going to carry enough weight to require that we then refer back to the two witnesses signed on the get for authentication. But once you're able to verify the signatures of the two Edom signed on the get, they in turn outweigh the complaints of the husband. So what does this Gemara tell us? That, right, exactly. You have a get that's been given to a wife. And the Gemara tells us what? If one guy shows up and claims that what the get is no good, what happens? What's the din? Throw him out. We don't care about one guy complaining the get's no good. Too late. Two Edom who complain the get's no good, certainly that's reason for concern. If the husband comes and claims the get is puzzle, what happens then, according to the Gemara Daf Tes? What do you do then? Then you give his complaint some credence, but you have to go back to the Edom signed on the get to verify the signatures of the Edom signed on the get. Once we do that, what happens then? If we're able to verify the signature signed on the get, what happens then? Then the husband is thrown out. We take him seriously, but only until we verify the signatures of the Edom on the get. And then once you have that, those two Edom then outweigh the husband's complaints. So Briskerov says, we see from this Gemara Daf Tes Amud Aleph, this is the Briskerov of Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik of Yerushalayim, formerly of Brisk, no longer alive, says the following. We see from the Gemara Daf Tes that if a get is given to a woman and one guy shows up later and complains it's puzzle, what happens? We ignore him totally. Only the husband claims it's puzzle, then what? Then you take him seriously and you got to go find the Edom who signed the get, or you got to verify their signatures to reject his claim. Fishgraf says, look at Rashi. What did Rashi say? Second line in Rashi on Gimel Medal. The Gemara had asked, if you were to require two witnesses to say the get was written Lishma, De'imetz rach de'trei le'meimar Lishma, if you were to require two witnesses to say it's Lishma, Sula Mati Ba'al La'arer, then the husband wouldn't be able to come and challenge the two witnesses to say it's Shelo Lishma. But Hashta, but now that you only you even accept just the testimony of one shliach that the get was written lishma, asi uma'arer, the husband could come and complain, and what's going to happen then? V'uki chad lebahadei chad. It's going to be one against one. And that's going to be a problem, says Rashi. So Bishkrov says something strange here. What's strange about this Rashi?
One against two also.
What?
Because the husband against two is also.
Right. Meaning, the problem here is not that you have one Eid Echad coming against the first testimony of the Shliach. Because the Gemara said in Daf test that what? That once a get is given, an ordinary Eid Echad who claims the get is possible, kick him out. It's the husband who has the ability to raise concerns about the get. So Bishkrov asks, says the following. He says, once we say that any Eid Echad has no right to undermine the validity of the get, just the husband has the right to undermine the validity of the get, because he carries more weight, because this is his get after all. So why does Rashi say that the problem is going to be that it's one against one? Rashi should have said the problem is that Ira de Baal, when you have the husband who is the owner of the get, the person who wrote the get, who's involved in the divorce, he's the one who carries the weight to potentially undermine the validity of the get. So the Bishkrov is troubled by Rashi's phraseology. Rashi seems to say that if the husband comes to claim the get is written shlo lishma, the problem is it's one against one, and that's a problem. Bishkrov asks, but that's not true, because the Gemara says in Daf Tes that one person undermining the get is never a problem. It's dafka if the husband comes to undermine the get that we get worried about the validity of the get. So Rashi should have said that if the shliach says it's lishma, and the husband comes and says it's shlo lishma, the problem is that the husband has to be taken seriously. Not just any eid echad against the shliach is a problem, but that the husband has to be taken seriously because he's the husband. That's Bishkrov's difficulty with the Rashi, and he's going to develop a beautiful shtukal Torah to explain pshat in Rashi and the Gemara, and to then apply it back to the Machlokas Rashi Tosfos we started with today. But I think we're better off leaving that for next week. If you do want to get a look, head start on it, it's the Bishkrov and Hilchos Gerushin. There's only one piece in Hilchos Gerushin, Chedushi HaGriz, Chedushi Maron and Yitzchak Zev HaLevi on the Rambam and Hilchos Gerushin. It's that piece over there. And we'll discuss that and then have to move on from there. Thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful